It does seem, you know, it's gone by pretty quickly, I should say, from getting introduced as a head football coach here to now having one phase over. So much we've learned since that first day of looking at the press guide, trying to get the faces together. I know the names now, know the positions, know where most of the guys came from. Just really, we like the team. We like the way they've come to work every day for voluntary work. And we like the way they, you know, they came to work this week for mandatory work. Everybody's here, left on a high note. Now, how often do you get to finish with a snow cone, you know? just kind of the topping to the cake, on the cake a little bit, you could say. Next time we get started, you know, last time I was down, you know, for training camp here, nothing against the University of Tampa back in the old days, but pretty excited about our training camp here and our fans getting a chance to watch their football team play and practice. I love having, you know, fans out at practice and getting a chance to see their favorite player up close. But as I talk to the team today, during this time, I mean, we're going to all get away. I have about 2,000 boxes to unload if you guys need something to do, you know, late on this summer. But we all have things to do, but want the guys to get away for a period of time to completely away from football, enjoy themselves, because we have a long haul coming up. But while you're there, hey, you know, you can run, you know, on the beach, down in the Bahamas or whatever, you know. You have to, when we come back, though, there's some things we got to do, and we have to come back ready to go. So we're where we need to be, I think, right now. I think we're going to be a good football team. Next time, though, the part of the evaluation of seeing the players in pads is pretty important. We don't, you know, for our practice, I don't believe in scrimmaging against a lot of other teams. We'll play the preseason games, and the rest of the time we'll be practicing against each other and getting good work done. Take your question.
What'd you think when Gerald came to you and said he wanted to bring the ice cream truck here today?
Say, hey, great idea. You know, Gerald talked to the guys about, you know, getting their body fat down, and Gerald comes up with the ice cream. But, you know, for a day like today, we're not going to count calories. You know, guys left with a smile on their face.
Have you, with respect to the training camp and then the practices that are open to the public, are your times based on you think you can be the coolest for the players? I mean, what explain your reasoning behind the 4:30?
Good question, Rick. You know, a couple different reasons. You know, starting our season, our first two games, we play about that time. In the past, for training camps, on how I've done it, you know, we've had training camp practices at 12 o'clock when we played, or 1 o'clock Eastern, you know, that 4 o'clock slot, and then night practices. We don't have a lot of night games yet, you know. They're not calling, you know, us to play on prime time anything right now, so we're trying to practice a little bit in the heat as much as anything. That's a home field advantage that we have. But also, as we talk about the fans, I know, you know, most people – you know, work, you know, and, you know, all day. And that's a time where, you know, you can, if you'd like, you can come over and still be able to catch some of our practice after you go to work. So we want to be fan friendly also with it.
Will you be doing 2-a-days as well? I mean, we just saw the public schedule, but in terms of the whole schedule itself.
Well, you know, a lot of coaches say we like to do 2-a-days, but, you know, you can't do 2-a-days anymore. Our version of 2-a-days we'll be doing, you know, now you can have a walkthrough in the morning. We'll use all 4 hours, whether it's walkthrough or practice, each day. Most of the time we go out on the football field. I don't believe in having a lot of, if you're, you know, after the first couple of days or so, once you can put the pads on, we'll be in pads just about every day. So it'll be our routine for the most part.
I mean, do you like training in your own facility? I mean, some teams obviously go off and it's an isolation and camp somewhere far off. Do you like having it right here with everything you know?
Yes, I do. And it's been a long time since I've been in a place where we've done that. In Chicago, we went away always. But that was more because we couldn't, you know, accommodate the people, really. When you have the best facility in the league, why would you want to go to I vision nothing against a smaller college, but we feel like the accommodations here are pretty good. So in answer to the question, yes, I like it here, looking forward to it. It should make things a lot more easy for us.
As far as assessing the team, how big a leap is it from now to playing in pads as far as being able to assess the season?
Martin, it's a big jump. So that's why, you know, we know a lot more about our football team. You know, look at it like when you go out and you know, for college workouts, you see the guys go through a lot of drills, and we get hands-on with them and get a chance to meet with them, see what they can handle in the classroom. But it's about the physical part of the game, putting on the pads. So we can't get too high. The depth chart means a little bit more, but not a whole lot. We need to see the players in a different situation, especially our linemen, offensive linemen. Now, what can you tell right now? Most of the time you hear me, pull. You know, stop, stop. It's more stop, stop. No contact. Now it'll be, we're going to turn you loose now on both sides of the football. So I'm anxious to see some of the one-on-one battles, offensive line, defensive line. And even though we won't tackle and body slam our running backs every play, the blocking up front, offensive, defensive line, they're all full speed always. So looking forward to that.
In the mini camp, have you had a chance to kind of reflect on how much change has gone on around here in the last 5 months or so, and just what that's been like for the roster change, the logo, just everything?
No, you know, I really don't look back an awful lot. You know, a lot of change has happened. Of course, I know that, but it's just seemed like it's always the next day, and what can we do with that? And that's where we are right now. We had a successful all-season program, but now it's about that next step. Cannot wait for training camp. Well, I can wait. I mean, that month. But once it gets here, I'll be pretty excited to see this next phase. And they say it's going to get a little bit hotter around here from what I'm told. So I don't know if I believe that. You know, coming from Chicago and dealing with the cold just about always, I'm anxious to see just how hot it really gets around here.
You've got so many new bodies out there on this field. Are you a little surprised how quickly maybe the camaraderie, the chemistry has been built with these guys?
No, I can't say that I have been surprised because for some of the guys that I didn't know. But, you know, I knew enough about some of the Gerald McCoys and some of them. I knew Gerald before I got here. Of course, I knew Josh McCown. I knew how some of those guys would lead and bring the group together. Some of the players I did know that we in free agency, Evan, Dietrich Smith, didn't know a lot about Evan. I knew he was a good football player, but I know he was that type of leader. And, you know, Anthony Collins. And it can go really right down the line. Just have real men that come to work. You know, when I talk about the guys, I mean, this smile is real on just believing in the guys. You know, when you come to work and say, hey, do this, and they're anxious to do it, how can you not be just kind of pumped up? And it is a close locker room, and that'll help a lot.
Well, you were here in 96 when Tony came, and you guys put in the Tampa 2 at that time, and there were some new players as well. It took a while during the regular season for them to really understand it. What have you seen out here? From a mental standpoint, I know physical is still waiting, but like how quickly has it come together from an assignment standpoint? Are these guys on it? Do you think it's easier than maybe it was that many years ago for players?
It was hard. I think it was harder back then. Since then, we as coaches have gotten a lot better in the system also. I mean, I've had a chance. Then it's the first time for me personally, first time coming in, first time for a lot of us coming in. But, you know, I left here and went to St. Louis. We put the package in then. I went to St. Louis, of course, to Chicago. So we've had a chance to go places and install it and see how quick it can come together. And nowadays, it's just not, there's no rebuilding and, hey, guys, you're making progress. Nobody wants to hear about all that. That process has to speed up fairly quick, and it has. And the players, you know, we have a group that, you know, we're playing defensively, playing a similar defense. So that's been easier also.
What are some of the battles you expect to be excited about? Seeing that once training camp gets underway that you're going to be really kind of have a keen eye on?
Well, and really I'm not running around the question, but, you know, now about nothing has been done right now, you have to get to see all of the positions. Yeah, it's fair. it's probably safe to say Gerald McCoy, BI3 technique, Levante David. But for most of the guys, though, they'll tell you, though, the level that they expect, they're anxious to see, you know, to get a lot better than that. So battle-wise, I'm going to say just about all the positions. We know that we have a couple of guards that haven't played. Mike linebacker position, you know, in the past hasn't been as, you know, hasn't played as well as a wheel linebacker position. You know, we have a lot of new players coming in. It's just really all of that. But if we say what, you know, and we mean what we say, putting a group together, get in pads, and let's just see how it turns out, see how good we can be. We got to be ready. I mean, Carolina Panthers, the division champs, coming in, and they're feeling pretty good about coming down to Raymond James. We got to do something about that.
Lovie, what was your message to the players about how they should be spending these next 6 weeks before training camp?
Get away from football for a while. This is a vacation. Time to, you know, take a step back. Reflect if you want to do that, and just whatever else you need to do that you can't do once the football season starts, do that. Along with working out. Can't get away from it. We can't take off, 5 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, and then just come here to training camp, and I'll get in shape doing training camp. Those days don't work anymore. You have to keep training your body year-round. And guys realize that. But, you know, now we throw them a bone. You don't have to get up and be here at 8 o'clock in the morning, 7, whenever they, you know, they've come around. You can sleep in. And now it's on you, you know. Nobody's watching. How important is football to you? And I think it's pretty important to our guy. Thank you very much. See you guys in about 5 weeks, I guess.